Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, download, and subscribe, and you can throw in a comment so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting and encouraging and inspiring show. My guest today is mother, grandmother, woman of faith, talk show host, storyteller, and the author of The Grace to Walk Away, My Journey to God's Love. It's her story of a woman's journey and the life lessons learned along the way through disappointments, ups and downs, victories, and not so happy times, good times. And she's going to share with us what she's learned and hopefully that will help you along your life's journey. Jeanette Aguilar, welcome to the show. Did I say your name right?
You did amazing, Lynn Woods, just like you do with all of your podcasts and all of your guests. I honor you for your ministry and everything that you bring to the gospel music industry and to ministry at large. You're a phenomenal lady.
Well, thank you. See, folks, off mic, we were talking about how we have mutual friends and both have been involved in this faith-based industry for years, but we're not going to talk about how many years that is.
We won't. But if I tell you, I wrote an article in Gospel International magazine for Joyce Logan, that'll kind of date me a little bit, too.
Yes, it will.
When it was in print. Yes, when it was in print. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I know because I was there around that time. So I do. I know too, girl.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for having me, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Jeanette, you are from South Carolina. Is that right?
That's right, Southern girl, born and bred.
Born and bred. Oh, my goodness. So tell me something. What was it like growing up in the South?
You know, it was all I knew. So it was wonderful as far as I knew when I knew it, you know, when I was going through it. Very country, very close-knit community. I lived with a lot of different relatives, Lynn. So childhood, as most of us know it, was different for me. Yeah, I lived with several different relatives, went to several different schools. And my mom did the best she could do with three children as a single parent back in the 60s. So it was quite a journey that probably did not lend itself to a solid foundation, I would say, that helps and aids in making good decisions, you know, in making right choices, in just having that solid foundation to spring from, because grandmama said, or auntie said, or uncle said, who had your best interest at heart. So all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So I have no regrets, no remorse about my journey. And I believe it's just inspiration for someone else to know that no matter what you came through, no matter what you went through, that, you know, God will give you the grace to walk away, that he'll be a father to the fatherless, he'll be a mother to the motherless. So my childhood was very interesting. It was very interesting in the South. Had numerous trips back and forth to New York because I had a lot of family there as well, New York and New Jersey. So that was culturally enriching for me. And then finally ended up at South Carolina State University, majoring in theater because I loved art. So that was kind of a home base and a solid foundation. And I loved theater and I loved my collegiate days and all my queenships doing my collegiate days as Miss Freshman and Miss Alpha Phi Alpha, even for the state of South Carolina. And even in radio in my collegiate days in my junior and senior year. Radio station back in Orangeburg and St. Matthews, South Carolina. So college was wonderful. College was wonderful. And then I ventured to California in 1980.
Oh, wow. That was a culture shock, wasn't it?
It was. It was. I was not ready, Lynn. Okay, I was not ready.
I know.
I graduated from high school when I had just turned 16. I went to college and lived off campus when I had just turned 20, when I graduated from college. Retrospectively, it would have been a great thing to, like, just keep going to grad school and work on, you know, the educational aspect. But no, hunty, I came to California, okay?
Oh, and it is so different. I grew up in the Midwest, so it is so just it's just a big change if you come from the South or if you come from the Midwest and you're basically only used to seeing certain amount or certain kinds of people living a basic 9-to-5 lifestyle, so to speak. And then you come to California and it's so, or in particular the Los Angeles area, I would say, it is so diverse and can be life-changing, really.
Yes, it is life-changing, and it's good to have, you know, a good firm, solid foundation when moving into a city of this magnitude. So because I did it and, you know, made hasty decisions, I fell into a lot of traps, Lynn. I thought everything that glittered was gold. I just made a lot of bad decisions, got tied up with the wrong people. So my book, The Grace to Walk Away, chronicles those events in my life and those difficult situations that I encountered. And I think it speaks to what's happening today, particularly as it relates to mental health and how people are processing the difficulties that they have been through or are going through, in that we need to have the grace to walk away from situations that are threatening to our well-being, you know, to our grounding, to our peace, to our psyche. And, you know, regrettably, even looking at the situation in Texas and the beautiful children who've lost their lives, it's because somebody was feeling something, right? Hatred, bitterness, anger, whatever, and didn't have the grace to walk away without taking people's lives or without hurting somebody. And so that's what my book is about. It's like, God, give me the grace. And God gave me the grace to walk away from, to me, what were situations that could have threatened my livelihood, my longevity, my well-being, you know, situations that could have had me in mental institutions or behind prison bars, you know, or in some other adverse situation. But with a foundation, and God knows when to hook you, you know, before going through some of those things, so that when you go through it, you have a foundation, you've got something, you've got the grace that only He can give you to walk away from situations that are debilitating.
Now, you're talking about grace and having that, and then a foundation as well.
Yes.
So would you say that you're growing up in an environment that may be like a Christian environment, or had a figure in your family that was deeply rooted in their faith and instilled that in you, which has helped you to be able to walk this Christian walk the way that you are walking it, and with grace?
That's a great question, Lynn. When I was growing up, and as most kids do, you know, we may go to church with our relatives. It may not be, and they may not be, may or may not be as rooted and grounded in the faith, but just going to church is something that you do on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So I did not develop a foundation for a relationship with the Lord until I found myself in California in a situation that I didn't know where else to turn but God, and a friend pointed me in that direction, you know, pointed me to church. And that's when I accepted Christ as Lord over my life. And I was so in the midst of my life, of the poor decisions that I had made, that it was that foundation that enabled me, you know, that acceptance at the time that enabled me to walk away from situations. I love church. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ when I found I had brothers and sisters. You know, I love the Lord when I found out I really do have a father. You know, my father passed away a long time ago. So when I found out, hey, I got a dad and he is the creator of the entire universe.
Amen.
Then I might have got a little cocky. Because I would say, my daddy said, you know, my daddy said,
you know,
that I am the head and not the tail. Above only and not the beneath. I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So, you know, I became really, really adamant about who I was and the fact that I did have a father and I do have foundation and I do have direction. But that didn't change the decisions that I had made for myself that put me in precarious situations.
Now, you mentioned situations and some of them are in the book. So could you give us like just a taste of that, or tell us in particular one situation that people will understand and know
Absolutely.
Where God has brought you through?
Absolutely. I know I've been talking so hypothetical, huh? Just out there.
And you know they're gonna want to know. They want to know, girl, give me your testimony.
Listen, and I'm gonna want to go get the book.
And get the book and see all of them. Yes, you get the book.
Absolutely, Lynn. One of the situations I found myself in early on was marrying a drug dealer. Mm. And in marrying a drug dealer, of course, I got entangled with the product, with the cocaine. And that was different. Okay. But, and then that, at that time was when I ran to church because I had not been brought up that way. I didn't come through college that way. It was when I came to Los Angeles and ran into the wrong people and thought everything that glittered was gold that I got entangled with a drug dealer. And so, and I knew it was wrong. I tell you, I was going to church and I was praying and I was even volunteering at the church and I was asked to even work at the church. And then, you know, as I began to get comfortable and I confided and, you know, prayed for me, this is where I am, this is my situation right now. At that time, perhaps the ability to process that and deal with that in an individual wasn't as easy or known as it is now. I don't know, Lynn. I don't know. But mm-hmm. once confiding in everyone, I was asked to leave.
Really? Asked to leave the church?
First I was asked to accept a position and employment, you know, realizing that, hey, I know you're interested in theater and we're going to do something in that area, but in the meantime, will you work in XYZ capacity for us? And I was just glad because then the scripture was welling up in my stomach like I'd rather be a doorkeeper in my father's house than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Yes, yes. To be around my brothers and sisters every day and to work in the kingdom. Yes, yes. I didn't need the money, but I needed that environment. I needed that love. And then when I opened up and I began to confide, I was asked to resign.
Wow.
My things were left on my doorstep. So that was a very, very crushing experience for me. But again, it all worked together for my good because it helped me to develop a relationship with the Lord, to know that it's not in the edifices, it's not in the building, it is in a personal relationship with the Lord. And that was when God came to get me all by himself, Lynn, where I gave him all the glory when the federal drug enforcement agents knocked on my door with guns drawn and they said, we are your guardian angel, okay? And the minute they knocked on my door, said that, arrested my then husband, then the Lord released the shackles from me immediately. And that is one of the testimonies in the book that gives me an assurance that if God is for you, and he is for us, if he is for you, then he is more than the whole world against you. So no matter the poor decisions you make, the situation that you find yourself in, God is there, and he is looking to embrace, to love, and to nurture us back into wholeness. He's a forgiving God. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So that's one of the testimonies that's in my book, Lynn. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one that you just need to read about, girlfriend.
What are some of the titles of the chapters?
There's one that's called Blackberry Dumpling. Okay.
Blackberry Dumpling. I'm sure. Yeah, we want to know about Blackberry Dumpling. Yes.
Hey, do you know anything about Blackberry Dumpling?
No.
When I was back, my aunt used to make Blackberry Dumpling, and it was just a mixture of blackberries. We would pick the blackberries. She would boil the blackberries with water, sugar, butter, and when it was good and a vanilla extract, and it was good and boiling and hot, then she dropped those little slices of dumpling in there. Just rolled out really flat. You just drop those in that dumpling, in that blackberry stew, and that's Blackberry Dumpling. So that's one of the chapters in my book, a very fond
Blackberry Dumpling. Okay.
Blackberry Dumpling, very fond memory. And then there's another one that's going to the chapel that really explains another testimony that took me 20 years for God to reveal why he said no in a particular situation. And it was another experience that I went through. And as I was going through it, it was so debilitating that I was writing. I just had to write it out as I was going through it. So I wrote it when it was very fresh in my mind. And I shelved it. And I didn't know what to do with it because it's like, Lord, there's no conclusion. I don't know. Where are we going with this? It was a heartbreak, a heartache situation that took me absolutely 3 years to recover from. And then there was another another miraculous move of God that just snatched pain out of my chest that I had been trying to relieve myself of for 3 years. And God did it in a sentence. He just did it in a sentence. So he is a miracle working God. While we want to live by principles, if we have fallen off the grid, okay, yes, and have not operated in principles, God is still a miracle working God, and he's able to deliver and set free. So it took me 20 years to discover why he said no. And it's like, why did you say no to this I wanted so badly? I thought was my creme de la creme, my knight in shining armor.
Yes.
My way out. Why did you say no? I mean, why did you let it happen? And then you said, no, not letting that happen. Well, it took me 20 years for God to reveal why he would not let this be. And the lesson in that is that God is in the yes and he's in the no. So, you know, if there's sometimes something that we want so badly, if you can't have it, then we need to be thanking God, because he is sparing us from something that we don't even know is down the pipeline. So it's a wonderful revelation. There are some people in it who are pretty prominent, and just what God revealed through this situation just lets me know how much he loves me, you know?
Yes, because you're right, when things don't happen the way that we want them to happen, we'll be like, oh, like women, why did he have to leave me, or why doesn't he love me anymore? And then if you, as my grandparents used to say, you just keep on living, it will be revealed to you. You go, oh God, thank you for not letting me stay with that person. You
exactly
start thanking him.
Exactly. And the old folks used to say, Lynn, you'll understand it better by and
by.
I understand it better. And it was the absolute meat. It's the absolute meat of the book. That particular situation is the absolute meat of the book.
Why did you name the book The Grace to Walk Away? Well, I think you may have just let us know a little bit about it. What made you decide to finally go ahead, put all this together, and publish this book?
So, as I alluded to, I have had to walk away from things that hurt really, really bad. They just hurt really, really bad. And some people have not had the fortitude to do that. And I believe prison, graveyards, mental institutions are full of people who didn't have the grace to walk away from things that really, really hurt. But if we can just have that, if we can just do that, then life will be so much fuller down the line. It's like that is just an event. You know, that is just an episode. It's not a life sentence. And I believe that's how we look at crisis oftentimes, that this is a lifelong sentence. No, it's an event that will pass. You know, this too will pass. So the grace to walk away without hurting somebody, I believe, is the reason I entitled the book that, and even the relationship ordeals. And it's just not an overnight thing. You have to continue to walk away from scenario after scenario after scenario as it unfolds, as it hurts. Just keep walking. And I'll say that to anyone who is going through anything in life. Don't stop. Suicide is not an option. You know, hurting somebody is not an option. Just keep walking, you know, keep walking and praying for the grace to just walk away from whatever it is that's troubling you. And what gave me the fortitude to finally flush it out was the fact that I did have that conclusion now. I do know what God did, you know, in this situation after so many years. And trust, it did sit on the shelf. But I tell you, I opened a GQ magazine and I read a multi-page story about the individual and where they were in their life at that point. And that was my hallelujah moment. That was my thank you, Jesus moment.
So you're talking about that chapter where with the person that took you through a whole lot, and they were like a well-known person that we shall not name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You've said a little bit about it, but who would benefit from reading your book and the testimonies about your journey in life and the grace to walk away the most?
I believe women will benefit from it more than anyone. While it does have stories that will inspire, encourage everyone, I believe as women, we go through a lot. You know, we go through single parenting. You know, we go through having to bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, making mm-hmm. sure the kids are taken care of.
And especially African American women.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Lynn, absolutely. And it is a memoir of the fact that you can make it. You know, you can make it as a single parent without compromise. There are stories in my book where God just intervened and provided because I trusted in Him. There are times in that book when I would not receive or accept anything from anyone if I believed that there were strings attached. And so it is a testament of the fact that God is able to provide. I mean, if we just put our trust, our faith in Him, that He is able to provide. And my children, you know, my children, they're up in age now, but they look back on my journey as it was important to me that they were with me for my entire journey, that I did not have someone, a relative to leave my kids with. It, because of my childhood, it was important for me, with all that was within me and with all that God would muster up in me, give me, to have my children there and to show them an example of what it was like to walk with Christ as I journeyed through these bad decisions that I made and became totally sold out. I didn't smoke, drink, or chew or hang with folks who do.
Okay.
You know, I didn't have much balance for a great time. But sometimes when you have gone all the way one way, you need to go all the way the other way before you can find some balance in life. So I just thank God for my journey. I thank God for what my children have gleaned from that. And I really believe that women at large will benefit from it. And I have to agree with you when you say, you know, African-American women, because truly our journey is different. It's different. For a lot of reasons, you know, for a lot of foundational reasons, for a lot of historical reasons. Our journeys vary and they're different, but I'm a witness that God can get you on track. He can get us on track, and that He can truly be that provider and that father if we've never had a father, or, you know, He can be that mother if for any time she was absent. He will be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless, and I'm a witness.
Amen. Amen. So where can we find The Grace to Walk Away at?
It's on Amazon. So if you just dial into that, you can get the Kindle version or you can get the paperback version of The Grace to Walk Away.
You can download it too. Purchase and download. And you have a website.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I do. My website is JeanetteAguiar.com or aspiritualconnection.tv. aspiritualconnection.tv. They both take you the same place, and you should see it there as well.
That's right, because you also host a radio show. Tell us where we can find your radio show.
Well, it's online. I'm on Facebook. We've just finished shooting a pilot, Lynn. We just finished shooting a pilot.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Going to see what the Lord will do. But I do interview believers from different walks of life and provide a platform for them to share their testimonies. And having so many of my own, I have become ingratiated and just blessed hearing other people's testimonies, knowing that, you know, that they have been empowered to be a blessing to somebody else. So we've been doing a spiritual connection for many years, local cable television when it was Continental and Time Warner and all of the other Comcast and the other. Load up my little SUV with my little set and go into the studios. And then we have recently been doing it for the Real Urban Radio Network with Jackson Brown and Tammy Mack Brown's radio station, internet radio station, the Real Urban Radio Network. And then we also had the privilege to write it for Joyce Logan's Gospel International magazine. So we're on Facebook. You can go to A Spiritual Connection TV, Facebook, Instagram, and catch some shows there. And then be on the lookout for the upcoming pilot on the network that's yet to be disclosed.
So in the meantime, where can they find you on social media if they want to connect with you?
I'm at J Agia, almost like Jaguar without a letter. That's J-A-U-G-U-A-R. Or also at A Spiritual Connection radio show is where it is on Instagram and on Facebook.
All right, Miss Jeanette, thank you so much for your time and your testimony, and we pray that God continues to bless you in all your ministry endeavors as you continue to uplift, inspire, and encourage.
I wish the same for you, Lynn Woods, and thank you so much for having me.
And audience, I want to thank you for joining us today as usual. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting and inspiring show. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Now, if you'd like to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS. Or Instagram at LynnWoods96, or Facebook or LinkedIn at just Lynn, L-I-N, last name Woods, WOODS. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn Woods. God bless.